Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's the key, Mike. Give me a nugget.
All right, here's a nugget from my wife, okay? We'll give her an associate program director credit. You know what she just said to me?
What's that?
You guys sound like you're at a funeral. Stop it. Pep it up. I'm like, okay. It just, you know, it's a bit of a shock to the system to hear that Hanoa is not going on the heels of what happened, you know, last night. So my wife says we got to bring the energy, Carl.
Well, Hi, Becky. I tried to redirect our energy as we started the show today because I knew that this is one of those days where everybody just wants to ride Luke Jackson and say how bad he is and how terrible he is and how, you know, we should run him out of town. And that's not going to happen. Not right now. He's been one of your best, if not your best, relievers all year. I know many people don't want to believe that, but it is. It's true. This bullpen collectively has been one of the best bullpens. It's why we are where we are. But I will say this, Becky.
Becky with the good hair.
Yes, I will say this, that your next day pitcher is your momentum. I've said this time and time again, and I can't tell you how many greats, and I'm not talking about average guys, Hall of Fame players told me this over the years and covering baseball. Unlike any other sport where, hey, we're going to come out in the second half, and you get a big play, a turnover, a pick six, you get a big three in basketball. In baseball, it's the guy that's throwing the ball. And if that guy's not on, all that momentum gets lost. And that's kind of what is going on right now where you go, okay, is Jesse going to come out? Maybe, and to Bo Morgan's point, maybe Jesse goes, an inning and two thirds, two innings and a third. And then they hand the ball to Smiley and he gets you through six innings. There's still a possibility that that could happen. And I do agree with Bo on that, but we'll have to see how Snit plays it out. That is why I'm kind of like, oh, I'm not giving up. I'm not certainly giving in. But I also know the importance of starting pitching, okay?
Right.
And so I'm not going to dismiss that and go, yeah, we'll be all right. Jesse's got to come out and have command and get these guys out, whether it's ground balls or whatever. And, Mike, we got to hit. And that's what this comes down to. But I'm not, by no stretch of the imagination, down in the dumps. I've said it all day, guys. We're up 2-1.
Right. No, I mean, it's just like when the Dodgers do stuff like this, they'll throw somebody like Gratterall throwing 103. We got a guy throwing 91 over the plate. So that's, you know, that's, and Chavez, by the way, was worked more than somebody in a Japanese baseball league game because those guys are up all game. But, and he was up, and that's why it was kind of a curious decision. Maybe Chris Martin has a role to play in this game, a guy that, you know, was lost and then was found. So, you know, we knew, as we said going in, we didn't have the pitching that could totally match up toe-to-toe. Guys are going to have to do their jobs. And, you know, I mean, I'm more irked with Rosario down in the lineup, but I understand the logic behind it. I just don't agree with it.
All right, man, plenty more to dive into. And I hope you're not down in the dumps. We've turned the page today. We said we got to focus on tonight. Can't do anything about yesterday. What are you going to do tonight? What are you going to do to help your team win tonight?
And by the way, I'm with you on Luke Jackson. Luke Jackson, and we, Randy McMichael, we'd kill him in years past. The bullpen has been sublime, guys, and that means good. You know, they've been doing a really good job. And Luke Jackson's been a part of it with Matzik. Minter's done his work. Yep. And I'm just saying, you know, when a guy gets a, you know, you inherit a three-run lead and you leave and you don't, I mean, we can say, well, gee whiz, the ball bounces funny for everybody. I'm a victim of circumstance. No, I mean, I'm not saying let's, you know, tar and feather the guy, but I'm just saying the buck stopped with the pitcher on the bump when it happened.
I'm with you, Mike. And listen,
but
like
it doesn't
I said,
mean I never want to see him again, guys. But no. I mean, we have this cult of Luke Jackson that was like, yeah, he's the man. They want him to be a closer years ago when he was given the opportunity. He found his niche this year. It doesn't define him. Only Luke Jackson can make things better throughout the rest of this series, as you said, and he'll get that opportunity. But when you inherit a lead and Minter does his job against the same lineup you pitched against, and then Matzik does his job, and then you screw the pooch, I'm going to look for someone to point a finger at. Not define him, but I mean, let's stop with this Little League crap of, well, the odds of hitting that pitch were so intimate. Then why do we play the games if it's all beyond our power, right?
Yeah, I do think, though, that you have to say, again, he wasn't throwing weak sauce. That was a 96, 95 and a half mile per hour fastball that he threw. If you've never seen one up close, I dare you to get in the box and see what that looks like. That's not easy. But Bellinger is a dude. He's a player.
Hey, but I also think Little D bears some responsibility in this because he set up high. They went twice in the same, went higher than the previous pitch, where a lot of guys, you and I, were texting back and forth. The slider is the out pitch. You go high, set him up, take him down.
The thing about Bellinger, it's just crazy. you know, he hits the home run. Obviously, he's the hero and probably won't pay for a drink, even if they lose this series. But 13 for 71, all right, this team, before that hit. Before that hit, that's 183, Mike. That's an average of 183 in the postseason with runners in scoring position, meaning they hadn't done squat. So you're right. I said earlier the moments is what makes these series, even a baseball season. It's the moment you remember that define the season, and that's one of those defining moments for Bellinger on their side and then for Luke on our side. But Luke Jackson has been great. It doesn't take away from what he's done and how he's helped you get to this point. Let's hope he gets his head right, comes back out, and if he gets the opportunity, whether it's tonight or tomorrow,
right,
he does his job. But I got to tell you guys, he's been run out there every day. There is something to be said about running a reliever out there every day, especially in the playoffs. Matzik's another guy, and I know he wants to get out there, but you need a day, man. And neither one of these guys have had that. All right, guys, we got plenty more to dive into. Let's get to the top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now, let's see what we have here.
Is that enough energy? Hey,
yeah,
man.
No, I mean, look, my wife is the eternal optimist, and she literally is like, come on, we can win this. Yes, of course we can. We've won games we weren't supposed to win. We're not supposed to be here, apparently. I mean, we're prohibitive underdogs against the Brewers in that great pitching staff. So, let's get it, Carl.
Let's get it. All right, let's hear Luke talk about the home run. I know maybe you haven't heard him talk about it. Again, it was a fastball that he threw to Bellinger. This is what he said about it.
He's trying to throw a fastball up and away. I actually threw it better than I thought I threw it. Out of my hand, I was like, it's a ball. It's too high. And no, it wasn't too high. It was, you know, a good player, put a good swing on it, and pretty remarkable.
Yeah. I mean, it's remarkable from his standpoint because he realizes it's a bad pitch. I said this earlier. The quote from Bellinger after the game was, not a hitter's pitch right there. So he even is admitting that I may not have been the one to swing at, but you know what? That's baseball, man. Hey, tonight, if you're just joining us, Jesse Chavez starts. We'll see where it goes from there. But that is why, you know, some Braves fans have maybe said, I'm not sure about this.
Because Hinoa scratched due to shoulder inflammation, which apparently cropped up right before, I guess, he was starting to get whatever, he getting loose or whatever. But strange.
All right. And Urias tonight for them. So that's the Dodgers. He's been great. And we know who he is. And we've pitched against, you know, we've gone against him before. It should be interesting, guys. But, again, today's a new day. And I can't wait to see how this team responds. Meanwhile, speaking of responding, Kirby Smart talking about JT Daniels, Mike. His progress continues to get better.
JT has been able to – his pitch count kind of increased. He got up to maybe 65, 70 throws yesterday with Ron, pain-free, increasing distance, getting out further and further. I think he hit around 40 or 45 yards. Hopefully I'll know more today because we didn't really practice yesterday. We threw him. He got to throw, but – we didn't practice. We did a walk-through, clean-up kind of deal. And we'll know more today because he's hopefully going to get some quality reps and see what kind of velocity he's got.
Mike, what do you do? What do you do with JT? What do you do in this situation?
You know, it's funny because, you know, we felt, you guys know, we've been listening to the show all this time. Last year is like, well, you know, there's a ceiling with Stetson Bennett, but when your defense is so good that you really can't perhaps get back, and I hate, I know the phrase is overused, he's more than a game manager, because, Carl, the throw we made to Bowers was, that's an NFL caliber throw.
It was.
When he
it
dropped
was.
It right down the pipe, man. So he's making all the plays. You know, and JT, I just think, has got to, you know, I mean, I'm not saying we know you can lose your job to injury because it happened before and when Fromm took over from Eason. But you and I felt we're going to come to a moment, a crossroads, when Georgia's going to need the superstar quarterback play. But has JT Daniels really been the superstar quarterback?
No, he hasn't. He's been, if you look at the numbers, Mike, he's been as good as Stetson has been now during his starts.
Right.
I mean, you know, when you look at the completion percentage and all the stuff that you think matters with the quarterback, Bennett's numbers are right there with the starts comparative to what JT has been able to do. I want the kid to get healthy. I think the Dogs, I've been saying this, I'm not going to stick with it, they still need him. I still believe that that's going to be the case. But I also don't think that with the way that the quarterback is currently playing that you have to rush to judgment. You don't have to put him in there immediately.
Right.
If you feel like you're throwing he's throwing the ball 40 times or whatever he's doing in practice and Kirby and they're working him back into the mix, Mike, you're not obligated to put him in there. You don't have to because you're winning. That's the thing. So, to me, the Dogs are at an advantage right now. This is not like, oh, we need him, we've lost our last two. You're winning. You're winning in a way that a lot of people didn't expect you to win, and your quarterback that's currently playing is playing well.
So the good news is Georgia's played more. It's almost like the Mike Tyson punch-out game. Each week Georgia plays a more difficult opponent. Clemson, you know, I don't know what Clemson is right now. Maybe they'll get back in the mix, but Georgia punched them in the mouth. But then, as you know, we talked about, you know, Auburn. That was a tough one. Arkansas was a tough one. Auburn was tough. And then Kentucky, probably the most physical defense and the team which did the most. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, Georgia was in control of that game for the whole game, but showed that, you know, they can do. There are some things you can do. Maybe not consistently against Georgia. So, you know, Florida is another one. And I know that, you know, Florida's got some losses, which maybe has people feeling more confident, but it's still a rivalry game, which, you know, we've seen the best team doesn't always win in this game.
Yeah, it's so true. Can we hear Kirby talking about keeping the momentum going here? Because he was talking about where they are. Listen, this is a bye week in essence for the Dogs, which truly usually is before the Florida game. We know that. But you got to keep this going. You got to keep everything that you have working in your favor going. Here's Kirby.
I don't know that we're playing at our best, right? So we're trying to play better. And there's plenty of things. I mean, we had a 22 or something play drive, a 13 play drive. I mean, defensively, we didn't get off the field in some opportunities. And those long drives, you got to have answers to. You got to improve. Why did you not get off the field? It's everything third and one, third and two. They had four downs. I mean, more people may go for it on fourth down. So when you have four downs to get it, you're going to have those kind of situations. Offensively, there's a lot of things we can clean up. So I don't look at it as, you know, worry about losing our edge during this week. I'm trying to sharpen our edge and get better because that's what we've got an opportunity to do.
I mean, you hear that, Mike. You don't think they're the number one team in the country, do you?
No. You know, but this is, you know, I think, look, when Kirby, you know, worked in Alabama all those years under Saban, and we always joke around about the phrases and the language and the things you say with a student, you know, student athletes, won't say kids. But, yeah, I mean, you just got to keep, you know, keep the hammer down, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got to love them up a bit, and then you got to beat them down a bit.
Give me a nugget.
You know,
give them a nugget.
Give
them
a nugget. So, look, it is, as we said, a sort of calibration of what we thought college football is supposed to be, where you and I like screaming at listeners, you got to be able to score 45 points. You know, well, not when your defense is giving up like the lowest point total in the whole freaking world of college football.
Hey, man, coming up. Most important story of the day. There are two things that we've got to talk about. One is the Braves. The other one, stick around and you will hear as we get ready to embark on another season. New Realm Brewing brings you our top three at six. Guys, check them out. New Realm Brewing, the new sampler 12-pack featuring four deliciously refreshing beers. Pairs perfectly with the Georgia fall. Hazy like a fox, the IPA, the Pilsner. Track them down using the Beer Finder app at NewRealmBrewing.com. More Braves. And what's going to happen tomorrow next?
The most important story of the day.
All right, we got to start with our Braves because it is pivotal. Game four tonight. Series 2-1 right now in our favor. But I want you to hear Brian Snicker talking about bouncing back. We're going to talk about what goes down tomorrow. And, of course, that is the Atlanta Hawks season starting. And then there is big news in the NFL that is looming, or at least seems like it might happen. Here's Snit, though, first and foremost, how we bounce back today.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll be fine. I mean, they'll come out and they'll be ready to play. They're going to prepare as always. And you know, we've lost tough games before and bounced back and done really good things. So this is just, you know, it's just one of them games that, you know, it's like it's 20, got to get 27 outs, man. like I said earlier, they're really, you know, it's, you know, you got to make pitches and plays and the whole thing. It just didn't happen today.
Nope. We had 25 outs. 24. It was 22. I went to Florida State. Anyway, we're 5 outs short. The other thing is we found out today, Carl, that Oscar Hinoa, his shoulder felt tight this afternoon, according to Snicker telling Dave O'Brien from The Athletic, and they didn't want to risk him trying to pitch. And then we just heard today that, or just heard this after, just during the commercial break, I should say, that Dylan Lee is going to be coming up and activated for this. So obviously they feel that Hinoa is going to be banged up for a minute.
Yeah, that may mean, you know, he's going to be either limited or maybe not even pitched to the rest of the series,
right?
Potentially. So
Dylan Lee, remember, got called up in September, and he's a dude who's 27, hard thrower, and had a chance to do a couple things twice. Two appearances for the Braves this year.
All right, so that's where we are. That's how we're going into Game 4 tonight. First pitch again, 8:08, and we're going to be talking about this tomorrow. I hope, Mike, you know, depending on how this thing shakes out tonight, that we find a way to get it done. This game's crazy, man. You guys saw it. You see it all the time. You just, you know, in a game where, like, we go in tonight and you go, man, a bullpen start and this, that, and the other is happening. And then all of a sudden things just work out, you know, and that's how this game is. So let's hope that's the case. And I hope tomorrow we're talking about having a 3-1 lead and we can just kind of take a breath and then see how the rest of this pitching is going to shake out now for the remainder of this series. You know, yesterday I think a lot of people were panicking, just real quick, Mike, about short rest and, you know, bringing back Freed and how quickly can we get him. I don't think that's the answer. I think we got to play it smart, and I do think Snit is doing that by trying to do what he's doing tonight with his bullpen start.
And, hey, by the way, regarding Oscar Hinoa, Mark Bowman from MLB, who covers the Braves, says that Major League Baseball has approved Dylan Lee to replace Oscar Hinoa on the Braves' NLCS roster. Hinoa, Carl, would be ineligible if the Braves advance to the World Series.
Yeah. Once you go out, that's for all the NLDS, NLCS, and obviously once you get a World Series, it's a wrap. But, yeah, he would not be eligible, and that's the thing. That's why I was saying, Okay, let's see how that shakes out. The other thing we do want to talk about, and tomorrow's going to be kind of cool because Mike and I will be down at State Farm Arena. It's been a long time, and I don't take this for granted, but, you know, the last time we were down there, we go down frequently for Hawks games and, you know, get you ready for games, and then the pandemic hit. And
last time I was there, I think it was Game 3 against the Bucks.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to experience a lot of I'm talking about broadcasting down there.
Buying the tickets, but actually doing a show, yeah.
Yeah, and so we're going to be down there tomorrow getting you ready as we talk about the Braves, but also it's opening night for our Hawks, guys. So we'll be at State Farm for the show from 2 until 7 tomorrow, and it's a big night because, again, you know, Luke and company coming in, but the momentum that our team gained this last season and the recognition and then, you know, the deals that were done in this offseason to secure the core, including John Collins, who came on our show yesterday. I want you to hear JC talk about a couple of things. One, he answered the question about him being a complete player. Mm-hmm. This is how he answered it.
Yeah, you know, it was always funny to me to hear that side of the argument, as to say that I can't create, and I always, you know, would ask, you know, or just I would want to question people who would to say why I can't create, you know, because, you know, I feel like a lot of the times people, when they look and watch the Hawks before, all they saw was, you know, maybe what they probably saw was Trey throwing me a lob, right? So that's obviously like, hey, oh, well, this guy, you know, is just a roller and a rim roller and whoopie wop, right? But I feel like as the playoffs went on and I eventually got to show my game, you know, things always balance themselves out. But that was always a funny argument for myself to hear.
So he feels like he is not only a complete player, but growing into being a better player. He also gave a shout out to Kevin Herter. Now, you guys know, being in the ATL, the nickname Kayvon, as he was going off in the playoffs. But this is John Collins, because Kevin got paid this week, too, in a nice extension.
Kayvon Herter, baby, we love you, man. I told him congrats today in practice, man, but I got to give him one more shout out to the,
I'm with you.
To the guy, Kayvon. Kevin, good job, baby.
That's great.
Kayvon. Yeah, man. So he got paid, and now it's a chance for these guys to show it. They can't wait, man. It's going to be electric. I know there's high expectations, and John Collins said they're ready. They're ready to carry those expectations on their shoulders. Everybody knows what this is about. And they said it's the net, as he said, we said it. That's why I know John's going to be doing some TV at some point, Carl. It's the next progression in their development.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So Hawks open up tomorrow. Obviously, Braves tonight, game four, with the game five tomorrow. They're back in L.A., guys, and then they get to come home. And hopefully, with us having a lead, we'll only have to win one game here at the house. The other thing that's going on today, as we talk about the most important stories around sports, is Deshaun Watson going to get traded, Mike?
Well, a guy that would certainly be in the know, and we have him on the show about every month or so, and that's John McClain from the Houston Chronicle. You know him from your time down in H-Town. And a deal for Deshaun Watson, reported by John McClain, could happen as early as this week. Trade deadline is coming up. As you said, Houston eventually, Carl, as time goes by, losing leverage. And it's funny because we had Omar Kelly on from South Florida Sun Sentinel, who's saying, no, the stories about the organization Miami not believing in Tua, that's outside noise. But we keep hearing it. And he said there's more of a national narrative, but I guess, the owner, Stephen Ross, he wants a star and will be prepared to maybe sit out a year or longer, or who knows what's going to happen, right, with Deshaun Watson and his legal process.
Yeah.
If the report's accurate.
Well, and here's the other part of this, too. I know there's still some uncertainty. I don't know if the Dolphins know something more than anybody else in the NFL, but if you're going to make this deal, don't you have to be pretty certain that you're going to be able to have him available at some point?
Right.
And this also may be, guys, even if this deal happens, is this for next year? Is this not a deal for now, Mike? Because, again, Texans weren't playing him. Now, they weren't playing him for their own reasons.
Right.
He's available. He just wasn't being active. Correct. The deal, that's, so if you wanted to play him this year, you could.
Plug him in. And if
plug him in.
Goes back to, again, Tua coming off one of his better days statistically, but didn't get the win. Let's get the breaking news on this from the SNN, the Squidbilly News Network.
Well, there is another Texans beat reporter named Cody M. Davis who says he's heard that this would be a three-team trade that would include the Washington football team. And that is where Tua would land.
Whoa.
So not
now that makes
Houston.
Sense. That makes sense.
Interesting.
Yeah, Houston wants picks. They want draft capital. I do know that. And then the Washington football team with Tyler Heineke, all right? Heineke?
Right.
That's not long term. He signed a one-year deal, I think. That makes sense. And then you could go there.
Because Fitzpatrick's coming back at some point, so Tua would be reunited with Fitz.
Yeah, but he's not the long-term answer either, right?
No, it's one season. It's a one-year contract.
That's interesting, Bo. And totally, that makes sense for all the moving parts and the teams that would be involved. Miami and the owner would get their guy. Washington football team, should I say, would get a guy that they could grow and hopefully turns into whatever they're looking for. And the Texans would get all those picks, Mike, that they could turn around and do something with, whether it's trade or however they're going to maneuver those picks.
Right. So three-team deal potential, that's really exciting stuff because, it's the one place, Miami, that was always linked to Deshaun Watson. And now, as we said, John McClain put it out there. But then a new story that there's another team, the Washington football team, because they're Redskins, involved. So I know that Miami fans will be excited about that because there's still a lot of people on the fence in the fan base on Tua, which is kind of funny.
Well, Mike, I just knowing what Deshaun did last year, and again, I know we haven't seen him and you're wondering, what his psyche is and all that. I think he makes him a playoff team. That's the kind of difference, I think. Honestly. Yeah.
The dude is, we know what he's capable of doing. This guy, he's a playmaker. Even on when there's things that are breaking down around him, like some of the issues the Texans had, the one constant is Deshaun Watson can keep that team and drag them into the playoffs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to think they're making this deal for next season, though, because I think if they try to activate him, he's going to go right on the commissioner's exempt list. Right?
Well, that's the other thing, because Roger Goodell has got, we don't know. It used to be you are innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. And I know the optics are bad in the NFL because of the CBA, and there's language that if it looks bad, they can still put you on ice. But still, as you said, Carl, unless Miami has done some level of due diligence on this, that they think that they're going to be able to get this guy back sooner than later.
Deshaun Watson had more yards last year than Patrick Mahomes, 48-23, okay? And I know it was the COVID year, but this guy also threw 33 touchdowns and 7 picks. Mahomes threw 38 and 6. I'm just saying, he's special. And this is why the Texans were commanding the kind of, draft capital that they wanted in return for him. 70% completion rate, Mike. Guy had a great year. Texans weren't good, but he was balling.
Doing his job.
Quarterback rating over 112. So that's last year. We haven't seen him this year. And you have to think, one, saving his body a little bit. you know, by not playing, because he also scrambles and runs and does things. But I do think that if they are trying to get this deal done, it's going to be worth it. I don't know, Christian. It's a great point.
And next also, year, too, if the Falcons beat the Dolphins this weekend, they go to 1-6.
Right.
I mean, they're basically out of it at that point. You're not going to trade the farm for a guy to bring him in to have him potentially get hurt. Wreck yeah. this season and then potentially the starter next, too.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, man. And one last nugget, because we are in action tonight. You'll hear it. Again,
give me Jason, a nugget. Give me a nugget.
I got a nugget for you. Give you a nugget. Jason Longshore is going to be running point because Mike Conte's got TV duty.
Hey!
On Valley Sports. I know Mike didn't. I think he was embarrassed. He was downplaying. I said, Mike, we got to talk about this. But Mike Conte's doing TV tonight.
Congratulations, Mike. That's awesome.
On Valley Sports. And so Jason Longshore will be joined by Big Red. Jeff Lorenowitz is going to be in the booth. Barco will not be on the field because the red card, they went to the arbitrator, whatever the hell it's called in the MLS, and he said no dice. Really chippy game up in Toronto the other night. So we believe Joseph Martinez will play. And we just found out that Araujo, salary just information got released, that he's now the highest paid guy on United. Remember coming over from France?
Yes, sir.
A guy we want to hold on to. But anyway, no Barco tonight because we lost the appeal, but Martinez should go. And we'll have it for you tonight right here on 92.9 The Game.
All right, man, let's get to tonight's game winner.
All right, what do you when you're down, as Carl and I were down, my wife said, well, you guys bring the energy up. You sound like you're at a funeral when you heard the news about what was going on with the Braves tonight, with Noah not being able to start because of the shoulder issue. What food do you turn to when you're down?
Mm.
What's the food that's – Chris, what is your go-to? You know, in times of trouble, do you say, this food will never let me down?
Oh, yeah, give me a big plate of penne alla vodka with some garlic bread to dip it in.
Oh, nice. You know, I will say it could be Publix. It could be from Popeyes. It could be from Kroger. Fried chicken. Fried chicken is my – Carl, that's my comfort. It's, yeah. If they could make a blanket out of fried chicken, I would wrap myself in it at night.
Anything sweet for me, man. That's my go-to. Mm. Anything that – I got my sweet tooth. And it could be a pie. It could be cookies. It could be whatever.
By the way, I just heard from Jason Longshore. He says off the bench tonight he believes for Joseph Martinez. So
okay.
All right. So 404-741. What the hell's the number? 0929. You guys, the food you turn to when you're down in the dumps.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, when the circumstances have got you a little bit down in the dumps, what is the comfort food you turn to? For me, it's simple. It's fried chicken. Carl wants something sweet.
Yes, sir.
Because Carl is sweet with the words.
You remember that?
Hey, man, 404-741-0929. What is your food? Chris wants penne a la vodka and such. Hey, man, what do you got for us, brother?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
It's got to be pasta, preferably fettuccine,
yes,
with olive oil, some oregano, and grated Romano cheese.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
I love fettuccine Alfredo. It's like clogs your arteries, but it's so good.
It is good.
You know? And then if you want to be healthy, a little capellini, a little angel hair pasta, you know, if you want to do that too. I did Chinese last night, by the way.
What'd you have?
They do like this place.
Mongolian beef?
Combination. Basically, Mongolian sauce on everything. So shrimp and chicken and the beef. It was pretty good.
Yeah. You know what? There's nothing like good Chinese, man.
Right, man. And I don't even know the name of this joint.
You just said, I want some.
Becky just, I don't even know where she got it from. It's whoever they are in Peachtree City, they're doing a hell of a job.
You haven't had Chinese food till you've been to New York City, though. That's the thing.
Well, I grew up there. Dipstick, yes.
I mean, I was talking to our general audience,
familiar
Mike.
With Mott Street, yes, yes. So what's your favorite? Okay, what's your favorite there, dim sum
boy? Wait a minute now. Is it better than, have you been to the West Coast? Because see, here's the deal. West Coast has great Chinese food.
Right, Canton.
We're about to start the Biggie Tupac of Chinese food battles going on.
Some would say Chinatown in San Fran or Chinatown in L.A. is better, as equal to Chinatown. There's a whole other Chinatown now in New York also, Chinatown East in Queens, which is over by Citi Field.
Okay. Yeah, man. West Coast? Rep. They rep too now.
See, I can't even do the Asian accent. Somebody will get triggered and complain.
Hey, I'm trying to call me a dipstick. Why don't you go have some dim sum, Mike, all right?
I said dim sum, boy. Hey, man, you're on the radio, amigo. What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Mine, I got to go with shrimp scampi with seasoned broccoli. And for my dessert, got to go to Auntie Annie's. Got to get that cinnamon pretzel.
All right. Gonna work on that phone connection, my brother. Hey, man, you're on the radio, man. What is your comfort food when you're feeling low?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I got one for you, Mike Bell. The Big Kahuna from Jersey Mike's.
Nice. I love when people pay attention to the ads, Carl. Get that big. They got these gigantic Philly cheesesteaks, brother. You can go for it, Carl. I'm telling you.
At Jersey Mike's?
Be hearty. Be a sub above. Thank you. And, you know, and if the ad folks are listening, wouldn't be nice to have Jersey Mike's as a presenting sponsor of the game winner. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What is your go-to, man? It's some comfort food.
Hey, man.
So, first of all, man, you brought memory. You right. Because when I have a hard day at work and I go home, I want Chinese food. But wait a minute. Because when you said, what's your comfort? You sad. You're watching the Braves tonight. You want them to win? Don't tell my mom, man. But it's kind of weird because it's a mixture of good and bad. I buy cheap tater tots for my kids. Right? But I buy an extra bag because if I'm a little hungry, maybe I went outside and did something, I want to eat some more. Next thing I do, I buy fancy barbecue sauce from like all the festivals in Gwinnett County. John's Creek, John Dennis, the Lou Festival. I buy the good ones. And by the way, they're delicious, man. But guess what I do? I pour a big sauce and I take big dips. And I'm like, guess what? The Braves losing. But this is good, man.
Hey. And maybe you'll eat that to celebrate the Braves knocking it out of the park. Maybe Dansby does good things at the top of the order today.
Let's hope so.
Not really excited about this move. Rosario's only batting 500 against the Dodgers, but
Snicker
has his reasons. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's your comfort food when you need it, man?
Hey, man.
For me, it's some good gas-station crispy, crunchy chicken and a good quick trip cinnamon roll.
Nice. Yeah, man, sometimes, you know, you can find that really good gas station food. I've heard Andy and Randy talk about it, Carl, on the show. Like, you know, there's a chicken tender joint on the way to Savannah. I think it's in Dublin. So sometimes that's just the thing, man. You want that good grease.
Yeah, man. The side of the road spots, I mean, you fall into those unless somebody you know or your family member knows about it and they tell you. That's one of those things where you go in, you're hungry, you're like, yeah, I'll have one. And you realize, damn, that was good.
I believe what your caller just said, John Frickier, you want to go to racetrack. You got that racetrack. Thank you, John. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? Your comfort food of choice. To console you, what do you got, man? Your chance.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah, baby. Wait for that light to come on, right? Now, do you like them just plain crisp? I like the chocolate covered.
I like plain. But yeah, man, it's funny because I just drove past the Krispy Kreme by our house over here, and I was like, man, that line's long. I guess they were hot.
Hey, man, the starting lineup just dropped for Atlanta United tonight, by the way. Kubo Torres is in. Araujo is in. We'll see Moreno and Josetu, but we're not going to see Joseph. So if Joseph plays tonight, as Jason Longshore told us earlier, predicted it'll be off the bench tonight, Carl, for the Five Stripes.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that it's going to be even that, to be honest with you. I didn't know if he'd be available or not.
Mm. They're rocking the visiting white and gold uniforms, which are not flattering if you're fat like me. Hey, man, you're on the radio, pro. What do you got for your comfort food?
A nice steak from Rathbun's, man.
Nice steak from Rathbun's, man.
Okay. All right. That's a good comfort food.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's you got to go get it. But, yeah, I mean, and then go see Irv and have an old-fashioned at the bar and then go get it on, man. Hey, by the way, we need to make a trip. We haven't been, you and I have not had
have
a
not.
dinner out in a while, man.
We haven't. No, we definitely need to. But you know our dinners turn into, don't stop, get it. So, yeah, man, we need to do that.
I just came across, you know, like his Facebook will show you something. It was like you and me in 14 at Soto.
Oh,
and we both had the veal chop, and our wives are with us, and we're both
so good.
We got the bone looking like a couple of dogs, like, you know, something from like a pack of wild dogs. It was so tasty.
You know what? Now that's somewhere I have not been in a while, Mike. That's right. A great spot too. Is it's still there? Okay.
Yeah, baby. So it's still one of my go-tos. I mean, it's been there. It's almost going on 20 years now. Soto yeah. Over in Inman Park. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's your comfort food when you're down? It makes you feel better. Hey, man. That's you.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, my favorite comfort food is a big old juicy booty.
Well, that's, you know, if it's on demand. Some people are willing to pay for that, too, Carl.
I like how he said it, though. A big old juicy booty.
Big old juicy booty. I'm over. Now, where? All right, for 500 bonus points, what county was he calling from?
Well, he's Coweta. Come on.
I don't know about that. I think that's a Rockdale County boy. He wants to get himself a nice, juicy booty. We got time for one more, Chris. Man. Which county's got the juiciest booty? Hey, man, you're on the radio. What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I can't eat nothing. I was recently diagnosed as a diabetic, and my only comfort food is a boiled egg. I can't eat juicy booties or none of that stuff.
Hang in there, brother.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I think you can have some booty.
That's low calories. I mean,
yeah, I'm just saying.
Unless you're going Hannibal Lecter on it. I mean, you know.
Fava beans.
But you can do that too. Anyway, there you go. We covered all the bases tonight, including I like a juicy booty.
Booty.
By the way, Chris, I think you need to pull that. That needs to be part of a promo or something.
I do agree. Hey, the email of the day is protected by Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, the risk of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. That's Mimecast.com. This comes from Michael. Michael says, guys, Braves are going to win tonight. I don't care what anybody says. Braves are going to win tonight. Braves are going to hit. Braves are going to pitch. We're going to be fine. Relax. Michael, I hope you're right. Thanks for listening, man. Go Braves. We're coming back. We'll clear our throats next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.